Back with another episode of the Half Cast Podcast. We've got our New Zealand correspondent, Kai, and we've got the mayor from the area, Ben Bizzle. Big tie to Ivasa. Thank you for coming back on. The OG, brother. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Extravagant. Real good.
Big words.
My battery's very low.
Don't be doing that to us.
I love that you're organized, eh?
Go get the lights. What are you up to? Anyways, it's been a while since we've had you on, brother. There's been some wins and losses since we've last spoke, but I think first of all, I wanted to just get into since we've last had you last year on the podcast, bro. You've just become this pop culture icon, I guess, and just gone super famous. So, what's that been like, becoming like mega famous? I know you always knew you were going to be here, but has much changed, or what's changed in your life?
Yeah, my hit's dropping soon. My new single coming to all platforms. Spotify A1 list.
I've seen it.
I've been good, bro. Just working, grinding, trying my best. Good to be home with Carter, and just get grounded. It's good to be home, you know. So good to. I've never done a full camp at home properly, so it's good to. I feel good. I feel fit and feel good. Good to be ready to fight in September in front of all our.
Is there anything that has caught you off guard with infamy or like something that you weren't expecting by blowing up this big?
The fuck is infamy?
In your famous. Nah. Just nah.
What
like,
does that mean? Like, I think you know me. I'm a pretty normal person. I hang around normal people. I try to, you know, I am who I am. I'm from where I'm from, but I love. It's got me what I've gotten, and I keep trying my best to keep doing better.
Yeah. So are you close to rolling around with security guards yet, or?
You know I'm wrong with security guards anyway. That's easy level. That's big money too.
If I have to go past one security guard to talk to you ever.
My security guards are gonna have one arm or something. I can't afford the food. Can't afford the full body. my bodyguard's going to be in a wheelchair because I can't afford that kind of thing.
Sorry, boys, I cut out, but I'm back in now. Sorry.
Kai, are you paying the phone bill or are you all good?
I think it's all the storms.
Well, one, you shouldn't have earpods because you've got no ear hole to put in.
That was the first thing you said last time. It was like, yeah, last time I was on the podcast, time just teased me for being short, eh?
Now I'm a part of the crew. Where are you calling from at the moment? Are you in Sydney or Brisbane?
Yeah, I'm at home. I'm in Kingswood.
Mansion team.
And that's in Sydney.
Yeah, out west. I've been at home. Just come home from soccer. Carter's in Gods with his mate, so I had to.
He plays.
No good today, Zebra. No good.
He plays soccer. I thought he was playing
in the league. Nah, mate. Let him pick what he wants to pick.
You should see, we go down to watch this guy play soccer. I ride down to go watch him play. Ty's got camera crew, 16 people with him watching us, mate. This guy thinks he's messy.
Bro, We're taking the hood out. We're watching. Everyone else is like, oh, are they all watching?
Does he play off his Versace green glasses on?
No. It's game time. It's game time. Okay. There's no mucking around when it's game time.
Yeah, I mean.
How you been? How you boys? How's training?
Good, man. Hot.
Now we're good, bro.
Real hard. You know how it is down here. Junior Tuffer is over here at the moment. Justin is as well. I haven't seen him for a couple of days, but I think they've been really enjoying it, man. You could see that he was learning a lot. Like, it was cool seeing the boys and just watching Eugene talk and just the way that they look at fighting and stuff. So that's been cool having them over.
Yeah,
there's so many boys fighting out of the gym, and then plus on Eternal the night before.
I was talking to Junior today after sparring. He was like, man, it's crazy. I've never known so much detail that was behind like what we're doing. And it's like, I've got to my career so far, like, of just kind of doing it myself, but to actually be here and like understand what I'm doing, not just go off like natural instincts. He's like, it's just eye opening. So it's cool to see that he's got that mindset now. It's cool to see.
It's good to see he's still lying. The thumbs. No.
Those ones, they just if up and train.
So much knowledge.
It's like when I think about it.
I could imagine. I could see the buzz there. I could imagine everyone on the same buzz.
Going into fighting, bro. Before we go into Paris, but what's been your most memorable or biggest fight like moment so far? Can you just go in the middle? Yeah, there we go. Sorry.
My biggest moment would have been my debut. Always. My debut, I went through some hard shit and then went into that. So that was good. But Emma's my first time, always.
You never forget your first.
What about you? Like, I always remember my first time.
So going on to Paris, bro. So we haven't spoken since Paris. Obviously, like, didn't get the win, but it was you, like, probably gained more respect after such a big fight and, like, obviously landed on your feet with that. And also, what a trip, by the way. Was there anything that game caught you off guard with that you weren't like unexpected?
Living up to the name of the
heart. The grammar. You're obviously watching and you're like, fuck, he's big and you're like, fuck, he's quick. But then it wasn't until you got in there and he was like, really quick. Like, all right, calm down, come closer now. But that's his thing. He's just so quick and so fucking, like, just all over the place. But, like, they're very different for a heavyweight, but plus being a heavyweight as well.
And it looked like he obviously moved to a lot of the body kicks as well. Like, that was trying to slow.
Was that the game plan to get him tired?
I was trying to make his toes down, you know, a bit by bit. I knew after about 50 kicks, he did just get really sore, his toes. So. But it didn't work out, unfortunately.
How bad was it, though? Because I've been hit with a body kick before. And...
Well, I was thinking either, like, I'm going to get knocked out or I'm going to kick my undies in front of everyone.
Or both.
And I was thinking, please get knocked out.
Was he one of...
Because if I shit myself, it'd be remembered for a lot longer.
100%.
Hiding, so I was just... But he was just chopping the tree down. in the whole sense. He was just chopping me down bit by bit and fucking as much as I tried to tough it out, there was a bit of an ouchies.
What was the biggest takeaway from that? Like, because obviously it was still a mad fight. You gained more respect of it. Was there a big takeaway from it? Did you change much with it, or just next?
Kai, can you fix your? what's going on there, mate?
Sorry, what's my son? Sam wants to say hi.
Bring your kids to work today.
you guys know how.
I'm probably gonna walk inside my house and go on fire. My kids are just running up and down.
You know how it is.
Your biggest takeaway, like, did you change anything up after that, or was there some?
The biggest takeaway for me was, like, I know, once again, if I hit someone, I can hurt them, but it's just that now I know how to cut that angle a bit faster, or I wasn't cutting it enough. But and then the next part, I couldn't really test anything
because
I was just Russian punching bag for a few minutes. So that's all good.
I wrote the third fight with Sergio. I was like, we'll just keep this one short because I don't know how.
Well, it was short. It was pretty short.
I don't want to bring it up too much. I don't know if it still touches.
Still a bit clean.
Was it just something that caught you off guard with that? Or was he just like a lot of shit going on outside? Or?
To be honest, I thought, that one I was maybe a bit rushed. Now I've had some time off. Maybe a bit rushed. Maybe I was still a bit fresh. But I still trained hard. The camp was all right. I was fit. And then really all that fight was down to was fucking And I was trying to hit him first, but he hit me with the first hit, and I knew I was just fuck. Like I was, my head was where my head was just. I was just like, fuck it hell. And then I come back and I tried to throw like another big hit, and then I did like a 360 spin, and I was like, that is not what my head wanted. I was not already dizzy. And then I did like a full spin, and I was like,
"Okay, you're on the way back around." Okay.
And then it was just, I hope. I hope something hit him.
Because you've been hit with the hardest people. Was he a harder hitter or?
Oh yeah. No,
it looks like it, and just fast explosive.
When
you hit that 360, when you hit that 360, were you going to hit him with that karate kick? You know, when you go for the ankle?
Well, if my legs were working, I was going to do the heel. But my legs was out of water for a second. I think what else is, you hear about his reach. He hits you from very far.
Because he does look like he has like long ass arms and
very far away, like where you think you're in that that zone, but you're not.
So
obviously he's got some heavy hands behind it, so he's just once he smells it, that's he can smell the blood, so he just goes for it.
Would there be anything you would have done differently, or you reckon it's just you got caught and then there's nothing?
I want him again. I didn't get to hit him. So maybe it would have happened differently if he hit him.
For sure.
And that's the heavyweight. Heavyweight game.
I could see the whole time you just wanted to get even. Eh? Like after you got hit that clean shot, you're like, just let me get one back.
My eyes were like, where are you? Which one is it? Then I did that 360 spin and I knew I was like, I'm no good.
Yeah, damage is done.
You're right. Not that you took a beating with game, but you took some big punches and big hits, and just your brain would have already
been. Yeah, I was bashed up after that. My head was fine. Mainly from the kicks. Arms. This kicky, I was trying to block those kicks hard, and then my arm blew up.
Oh yeah, your forearm, right?
And then obviously my abdominals were not good. I unfortunately lost my six pack after that. I haven't been able to get it back. So I'll just try and work harder still, but
is it gonna be there for Sydney? For September? The six pack?
Hey look. A bit of six pack I think that's for you after your fight, mate, all right?
Left it in Paris, eh? Oh man, because then we went Paris, Ibiza, Italy, Rome. There's a bit of a trip there. So,
and then the bank account was low, and then Nick Finn is going to fight a Russian punching bag. I was like, yep. Give me the money. Sign me up. And then next minute, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to give this guy money. Next minute, yep. All right, sign me back down.
No more holidays after that one, eh? We're going to hang out in Kingswood.
Back to training camp. But since after that, I've been working a lot of weights. Mm. I've been doing heaps of weights. Trying to get stronger. I just feel if I get, I've never done it, and my body's holding up better with good weights, and I feel I want to start locking jab, like heavy.
But that's what I was thinking, is that because of the surgery fight where you're like, fuck, he was big jacked, I want to get muscle as well, gotta try and...
Well, yeah, I was just like, fuck, these cunts are hitting hard. Mm. And maybe I need to do something there, because I can hit hard, but I want to try and hit harder.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, hard. You, when we fought in Vegas, December 2021, I think that's when you fought that Sakai. Mm. And I fought Garbrandt that night as well. So it was a good night for us. We both got knockouts, both got bonuses. And then
we went out after in Vegas. You know we did.
All the Usos were there from the Booyah tribe.
You know I've got my Usos with me everywhere I go.
I was just buzzing out. I was just like, I feel like I'm in a movie right now. All the boys with the big dicky track suits. And
is that why in the boys?
We rolled deep, yeah. It was a crew.
So obviously onto Sydney, a huge, huge, huge one for us. Obviously, hometown. First of all, have we got a big walkout song? We're bringing that home for the Sydney crowd. Come on, You were the first one to get sports bet, I think. Was it sports bet or TAB to bet on your songs?
There's a few bets going on.
You don't have to tell us, obviously, but do they have to pay you for doing that? Because they would have had to ask you what the song is, right?
Straight out, this one's for all my peoples. It is all bullshit. And the worst thing is, of course, it's my family ringing. What are you walking up to? What do you mean? Fuck the phone! I'm telling us because we're gonna put a bet on.
I got so many calls the night before, going, "Hey, have you spoken to Ty lately?" I spoke to him last night. It's like, is he walking up to anything, songs or
any workout song?
Mention anything?
I'm like, out of all things you want to try and make money on, I'm like, and then I looked at it once, and none of them were even.
Do you ever use the same song? Or nah, you always switch it up.
I try to see. See, look, guys, what it is, right?
Keep them guessing.
What it is, it's where you are.
Yeah.
If you fucking pick a German song in Australia, it's not going to go good. It looks, no one knows the words.
I do.
That's a little bit of free. Just a little bit of knowledge.
Free knowledge. No German songs in Australia.
Are we gonna hear your first German
song? I'll be like, oh, this is a mad song in English.
I remember when we were over in Thailand, living over there. You used to love like American. You used to love Americans Got Talent and Britain's Got Talent auditions.
Sunday, tomorrow, The Voice is starting in Australia. It's game time tomorrow, 7:30. Tune in.
I remember that's all you used to watch, and then that's a lot of your songs you used to go off, right?
Bro, I still watch it hard out now. Auditions, the best one.
There's been a couple voice auditions at the after parties.
Hey, look. That's where the real stars come out. That's when the hard work kicks in.
Bro, this is the only guy that I know that plans the after party before the fight.
Bro, 100%.
All right, since you bring it up, all right, let's go on to the after party. What's in here?
We haven't even talked about the fight, but yeah, get into the after party.
Oh, well, you bring it up, let's I'll go. Might as well take it away. There we go. The after party is going to be out in Western Sydney this year, ladies and gentlemen, for everyone, and all the boys will be there. Tickets will be on sale soon. Make sure you get your tickets.
Is it
at the brewery?
Why not? We'll go to the brewery first, but we'll have it somewhere.
Oh, okay. But I went to that after party with you in Perth after Alex and Islam. I've never felt like a piece of meat at an after party until I went with you. being harassed to do shoeies and you just stuck in the middle. Bro, that was...
The petting zoo one.
Yeah, bro.
I'm dying, and I got a tick on my fish.
How is the diet? Have you got much to lose? You look way skinnier than I saw you, bro, a couple of weeks ago.
progress. We're working.
Slow and steady. So with the Sydney fight, brother Volkov, obviously, how do you like the matchup?
I think it's a good matchup. Obviously, he's a stand-up fighter.
Yeah,
I'm a stand-up fighter.
I don't know if it matters. Yeah, like you see how he sort of messes up his range, lets those guys come in on him. So I think it's going to be a cool fight for you.
Yeah, I think my style is going to be hard for you.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
More pressure, and. But
yeah, for sure. Obviously gone for submission, but how do you think the fight's gonna go?
Been working on a couple little, things, but you never know. Nah, I'm coming. I'm on the two by this fucking YouTube.
So now we've got the freestyle going. freestyle session. Yeah, we shouldn't have let him back in the house. Now it's too much going on. He thinks he's a Twitch streamer. How's camp going? Being back in Sydney. How come you decided to stay in the area this time, bro? Yeah.
My son.
Yeah.
I miss him. Get to do, the school things, the soccer things. No, so it's good. And plus I've been away
and for cheaper.
A while. I need to be. He can get done
yeah.
faster when you're around.
Nah, for real.
It's For the Volko fight, are you looking at landing that signature Derek Lewis elbow? Is there something on the cards?
Well, yeah, I'm going to jump off his knee and then throw the flying elbow. I don't think there's going to be any change to my thing. I'm going to make it gritty. I'm going to make it. He's tall, so if he wants to use his reach, if he does it, that'll be his best bet. But I'm just going to come.
Who have you got?
Hunt it for him. My main thing for this camp is to be fit and strong.
Yeah.
And then the rest I'll take care of. If I'm fit and I've got pressure for good rounds.
Training a lot with Malachi, Zelezniak, and Tony. How have they been doing in the sessions?
Yeah. No, it's been good because it's just good having everyone, as good having a team. And, I'm not hard out into fighting or so much as other people, but if I have, familiar faces and people who are all, they're not bums. They're professional footballers. They're professional athletes, So we've got Arlene and all that, and we all just push each other and talk shit.
Yeah, I think Arlene's supposed to be coming over to City Kickboxing, she mentioned. It is outrageous when you say, I'm not really into that fighting, too much. number eight, five in the world, but I'm not really into the training thing, fighting,
No, the yarns, me. I'm into different things, business, money. fun things.
We are coming to that. Who have you got prepping you for this camp?
I'm with Koro and awesome. Lapo's been taking care of all the fitness. Straight out, I'm probably going to be a chef.
What's that, Alf Will?
Be a chef.
I did see that fishing night, trip. Did you actually catch it? Because I know you were probably one of the worst fishermen I've ever seen. More gathering than hunting.
Very nice.
Did you go early morning fishing or was that at night?
We went last night. I got home at 3 o'clock.
You must be tired and hard. What's going to be the first big meal going back to? What's your go-to?
First big meal. Meal.
I can see that.
Anything after the after party.
Were you at the game last night, Panthers versus Storm?
No, I was fishing.
But up the Panthers. What was it, 26?
Did you catch the game?
Up the Panthers. We'll win again this year. We'll smash. We'll win the comp again.
If you even mention the Warriors.
Oh, here we go. You told the Warriors how to make a few tackles.
I'm not.
Now you think you're going to win the grand final. Wake up to yourself, Kai. Seriously.
I'm the reality check. I'm just here to let you know we're coming for that.
Kai, relax, please.
Bro, you guys questionable the briefing last night. There should have been a few send-offs.
Have you seen old bud with the afro? And he does
that. Hilarious.
That's our new mascot, bro. You didn't know.
did you see the confident? The emperor. Someone. No, that's right. I fuck myself.
Imagine, sorry to cut you off, but Kai, Paul, the little, the little panther, Tyson, Paul, the. Imagine if they ask Kai to be the mini warrior.
You need a hiding, eh?
Hey, Kai, look, I'm going to come in today. Could you ask me, Did you chuck the dude on, please, mate, and just fucking run out there for a minute?
we got the
That's bad.
Put the head on. Strap up.
You'll be right, Clay. You'll kill it.
hey, don't worry about it. We'll see you in the finals, bro. September.
I'll put $1,000 on that right now. If we play you. Hey, what the? Sorry, he's not been kicking. $1,000 bet if we play in the grand final.
Yep. Okay. Yellow.
Done. Deal.
Yep. If the Warriors win,
$1,000. And I'll hold the Mad Monday for us.
Okay. You got a deal, bro. Because wherever that grand final.
Yeah, I was going to say again. You just won another grand final after party. That'll be happening either way, Kai. So don't let him make you feel good about that, because he'll be holding that anyway. Don't let him trick you into making you feel special. He's holding that anyway.
The bet's on with or without you.
Is Paul gonna be there?
Did you see that? Soaking the doctor with the milk. They're good. Afterwards, when they're doing the song, they'll just trash the doctor. What? Wasn't it the team doctor? Oh yeah, yeah. And they just soaked him, bro.
Banging it. Yeah.
Imagine the Warriors are doing their shit. Next minute, one of them just uppercuts Kai. Oh, in his face. They start jumping Kai.
Yeah, there you go. Slipped it out.
Put some respect on my name. I'm kicking my face. I was supposed to bring Alex when we played the Dragons in Wollongong. I asked him, can you come see the boys after the game? He left 10 minutes before the game.
Nah, that's rude. Alex is like, yeah, I'll meet you at the back.
And I said, oh, bro. Yeah.
Oh, he didn't want to hear from that. That's a sad one. I bet he would have said if they won. Onto your entrepreneurial career by the time. Obviously, you're doing your... the flower shop restaurants, you've got Bam Bam Buds, our little drink West, and 2-7, the 2-7 project. How's they all going? How's it been? Obviously, I know Drink West, but.
It's been good. Good to be home. It's good to be close to work. I'm on my new team these days. I'm slinging Pokemon cards. So all you little kids.
Is that?
I'm giving all these Pokemon cards away for free.
Like, give me my Pokemon cards. Hey, what's happening, Carter? I miss you.
Hello.
Okay.
he can't hear you. I've got the headphones on. Go upstairs. Come on.
We're Bud Dogs. Right. is Bam Bam Buds only in Thailand? Yeah.
At the moment, yes. At the moment, it's overseas. I've just got a few more things to do in Australia with legalities before can do that. There's always good signs, and I think there'll be more to come. So.
The link ups. And,
right, when we went out for dinner that time after Perth, it was cool to see you in your space, your like that business mindset when they wanted you to do a shoey out of their the sponsor's shoe, and you're like, bro, I'm not doing anything, you should pay me. And then you sussed it right then and there, and then you're like, okay, I'll do it now. And then we're only scheduled to be there for like 2 hours, and it was like,
but you see where you catch time. Like, if he's five shoeys deep, then you get him another one. And business is good. Two seven project. How's that, bro? I see you're like those boys look like they're all over it.
Yeah, actually got really good now. It's starting to pick up. Finally. Good. Goldfish. Yeah, Goldfish.
On camera. Yeah. What's the main output of 2-7? Like podcasts, video shoots, what's the main
We have the floor, which is for hire, which is mainly for like shoots, filming, brand, and now that's picking up a much like I think originally all it was is no one knows it's there. Yeah, so the reason we did it, there's nothing out here. Everything that I have to do or we have to do, we have to travel into the city. And, I want to travel to the city. Yeah. Well, the battery.
Shit, you're in something with the charger. It's all good. It's all good. We'll wrap it up soon then, anyways, bro. But another one. Let's let everyone know about Drink West. Like, obviously, that's gone good, and it's been cool to be a part of as well. But I think our mid will be coming in. Our mid strength beer will be in stores soon, so you'll be able to get that. Obviously the brewery, get down there, you can do your functions and stuff. That's and it's just been cool, man, to see how growing, I guess. Being part of the business.
Home, I should say. And now it's getting bigger. People know where it is. We've got some pool tables in there now. We're gonna start the home of the fights, get a DJ in there, some fucking keep the party going, you know what I mean? Great that environment. But it's all picking up. Sunday, Saturday, do what you want.
Is there anything in the pipeline?
The only thing in the pipeline is September 10th.
And then you...
And that's it. That's all I'm worrying about at the moment. That's
good to hear.
I'm coming in again. Get another head and get back in the winning column. Finish the year off with
And very final question from me is like, what's the end goal look like for Ty? Like, describe Bam Bam after fighting like 10 years. Like, what does that look like for you?
10 years fighting. Nah.
No, after fighting.
Oh.
Yeah, what are you looking like in 10 years after fighting? Where's business?
240 kilo, fucking dripping in silk, dripping in silk.
Silk and sweat.
2 kilo gold rings on. Big blunt in the mouth, and on my own island, just chilling the fuck out by myself, doing whatever I want. That's what I do.
I'm not gonna lie, besides the island, that sounded like what you're doing now.
Hey, do what you love, Luke. Do what you love. That's what I said. Do what you love.
Do you have any other questions for him, Kai?
All the best with the rest of your camp, bro.
Let's go, boys. Thank you, brother, for coming on. It was good to see you. I've missed you.
Love you.
I'll talk to you soon. See ya.